You're now listening to La Verdad Podcast. Welcome back to another episode of La Verdad Podcast, and this is your host Christian,
joined by V-Fig, as always.
So I always say this joke in every podcast, and people are probably, those that listen to the podcast every week are probably like, damn dude, you say it every single time. And that's that you might see me with the same shirt twice in two episodes in a row. It's because we record two in one day.
Yeah.
I did bring a shirt and I forgot to change into the different shirt, and then I thought about it. I'm like, well, Vanessa's gonna have the same one, so it's gonna really make her look bad if I change it to a shirt or you're not. How you been, V-Fig?
I've been good. That's been busy, good. But I've been good.
Yeah, so, busy, yeah. With I know that you mentioned in the last podcast your new promotion, your new position.
Yeah.
That's always a big challenge, right? When you're trying to take on a new task, but you're still trying to close off the other
one. It is, yeah. I mean, so the good news is, yeah, I was promoted. But bad news, there's been a lot of just transitions overall throughout the organization. So I'm still kind of working my other job.
Yeah.
A lot longer than I anticipated, unfortunately. Yeah. But that's the good news, is that it'll eventually stop and I'll have my time back to myself where I can focus on this job.
Or so. You think, right?
No. I'm ready to hand it all off to new people coming in. This is your job now. So
I brought that up because obviously our guest here with us today, you probably don't recognize them, those that are watching the podcast, can kind of relate to what we're talking about when it comes down to the job force, to promotions, to getting to job hunting. So we have with us today David Gloria, who is part of Next Gen Latinx. How you been, man?
Muchas gracias, both of you, Christian, Vanessa, for having me here today. It's an honor to be here, and whatever I can display, you know, and showcase what Next Gen Latinx is doing.
Mm-hmm.
We're a growing organization based here in Chicago by young Latino professionals for young Latino professionals. So really excited to display what we're trying to do and accomplish, and any career development insights I can give to your membership, I would love to right now.
Yeah.
So before we continue on the podcast, I do want to plug the event that you guys have coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Usually I like to do it in the beginning of the show, just in case. Perfecto. Somebody goes and looks at another video on
Facebook right now.
So Next Gen Latinx, which is the organization that he's here to talk about, they're having an event on Saturday, August 18th from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. is the summer networking event. Mm-hmm. At Prism.
That's correct.
So go on Facebook right now. If you have the app open or your phone next to you, go ahead and search for Next Gen Latinx, and you'll see the event on Facebook. Any other links that you could provide that they could find it at?
So you can find it primarily on Facebook. That's where we're really having success with our members, mm-hmm. promoting opportunities and information, quick messenger communication. It's free, right? We don't have large funds and we're starting off. So that's where we're gathering our community, where they're at, Facebook. You can also just go straight to Eventbrite, Next Gen Latinx. Summer networking social,
mm-hmm.
and we're building out a website too, www.nextgenlatinx.com. Mm-hmm. And there it's again, like, all, you know, community team volunteer efforts that we have. A team now close to, I think, 12 people almost. Nice. On and off different projects.
Mm-hmm.
So it's phenomenal. It's a team effort, and again, for our peers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So if we could break down what Next Gen Latinx is. I always tell people, give me your elevator pitch, right, real quick. if you could just tell our audience,
of course,
the quick elevator pitch of what.
What Next Gen Latinx is, really, we're building to become the go-to digital platform, mm-hmm. and resource for career development for all Latino young professionals. Bottom line.
Awesome.
That's what we're going.
Straight to the point. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, we were just talking about this earlier. You're a DePaul graduate.
Proud Blue Demon.
Yeah. Yes.
So it's like, literally, if anyone is going or thinking about DePaul University or is at DePaul University, and I did business management, graduated, uh-huh. in class of 2013. And my whole story, if you allow me to get into it, it's like, no sabía lo que estaba haciendo. Like, I was lost. And it wasn't until really my senior year where I chose business management as my major, because mm-hmm. I failed at everything else. Yeah. Accounting was difficult. I just got past.
But you're supposed to. That's how you grow.
Yeah, yeah. And finance was not for me either. Marketing, I'm not that creative. And I was just like, I was running out of business majors. And then it was like, literally, my counselor was just like, well, you've taken a lot of HR or human like that aspect, psychology mm-hmm. classes, but that are business. I'm like, so you can major in business management. I'm like, pues para graduarme, that's what I went for.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that, that it's kind of like your senior year that you kind of decided what your major was going to be. I always tell a lot of people when I mentor them, younger people that are going into college, to perhaps wait a little bit longer to decide your major. Yeah. Will you say the same thing?
Yeah, I entered freshman year economics. That sounded so professional.
No, I started with theology.
I started in biology.
Yeah, and so it's but I love it. I would say if you're going to declare, declare. You know, it's like you're that's your self confidence in yourself where mm-hmm. I'm going to do this. I'm mm-hmm. going to be this. And you're reaching high. Mm-hmm. You still have a large sense of idealistic passion, uh-huh. which is great. Don't ever lose that sense. Mm-hmm. Or it stems from when you were a little child. You know, it's like, quiero ser doctor, dentista, abogado, ingeniero. Do that. And again, as you sort of mature, keep an open mind where go for your end goal. But if your mind personality changes, mm-hmm. influences, mentors, follow that too.
Exactly. And I think that's what happened to me too. Like I went into school in my first semester. I was declared as a theology major. And I wanted to become a priest, man.
I was like,
yo, you know what? Like, I started getting interest in other, especially in learning about Puerto Rico and really mm-hmm. getting into the culture. And, I was real big in music. So I ended up doing music, as my major, but I feel like I was like a late bloomer because even after college, like that's when I kind of decided what I really wanted to do and what was more of a hobby, what was more of a my career. So my career didn't come till like later in life.
Christian, that's why Next Gen Latinx is exactly. being built. Because even if you go to university or college mm-hmm. and you think you have it, you graduate mm-hmm. an associate's, bachelor's, master's, and then what?
Yeah, that's
there's
the
no
question.
Other step.
Like, what do I
then
do now?
What?
Especially within our community, right? Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit more about that. Within the Latino community, a lot of things are taboo or they don't talk about it, right? Like you don't talk about your employment. I don't know about you, but like for
employment,
me growing up.
Employment, salary, yeah. what's your next move? Yep. What's your right? next yep. move?
You don't talk about it because, oh no, they, you know, I don't want to let them know what
this
I'm trying to do.
This company is going to get you a lot of money. So why tell Christian? Because I want it.
Mm-hmm.
All the time. No. And also another stigma I've noticed, especially within the people that I grew up with or the community that I grew up with, was that you stay loyal to one employer for many, 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 many mm-hmm. years, 30, 40
That's how
years.
It's been. Correct.
And then the potential of growing sometimes get lost. Sometimes it doesn't. You know, see? Don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with that. But I like what you guys are doing. And if you could elaborate more on how you will do it see? Of getting people into the workforce after graduating.
So after graduating, it's where it has to start even before then. Mm-hmm. So that's why Next Gen Latinx is focused more heavily on young professionals. So right when you have that bachelor's or associate's and you're focusing on work, but also with rising university students, mm-hmm. because that's our pipeline towards young professionals. So by rising university student, I mean juniors and seniors.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Because first year and sophomore, you're still, I'm going to be an economics major, but we
you're
know you're not going to do it.
Right. Out,
so
right?
juniors and seniors are really where we like to tap into. That's where you can first become part of our ecosystem. You can be younger. It's like, we're not, but that's like our focus. Why? Because that way you're going to be able to tap into the resources we're giving seniors or young professionals that are just, mm-hmm. you know, 1 to 5, 6, 7 years out of university. And it's going to make more sense, right? If I tell you too much before you're ready for it, it's not going to help you. So really it has to begin in your junior and senior year. And mm-hmm. this has become as, is your resume up to par?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone listening, are you on LinkedIn? If you're not, mm-hmm. create a free LinkedIn account.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you don't know what LinkedIn is, please Google it. Mm-hmm. It's a phenomenal, the world's best professional networking site. Yeah. And from there, you have to, and that's where NextGen is really also going for professional development and the resources. Where our stretch goal and what we're becoming is identify, not just across Chicago, but nationally, young voices that can really become coaches, that are coaches, that mm-hmm. can say, here's my personal testament. I'm not focusing too much on myself, but with a few themes, this is where I'm going to write an article, blog, or actual relevant, you know, professional resource for others.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of why Next Gen, right? And it's because how can we help them? It's we really have to get our members, our community members, job ready. Mm-hmm. So that's the thing. Mm-hmm. You can have your bachelor's, but if we need to work on your resume, if you aren't marketing yourself as best as you can, if you're not on LinkedIn, if you don't know what a follow-up is, if you can't conduct an in-person interview, an informational interview over the call, if you're not ambitious, if you're too timid, mm-hmm. you know, this is where we have to move beyond that. College doesn't teach you this.
No, it does not. I think, you know, I had the benefit of being part of an organization. And I talk about it a lot in the podcast, mm-hmm. a fraternal organization where I had other members, older members who were perhaps in management or they were HR coordinators or whatnot. Mm-hmm. So they helped me with my resume writing. They helped me with developing because I was like 20 years old. I didn't know what a cover letter was, right? Oh, little simple things like that.
I don't like those.
Back in my day, I hate those too. Back in my day, like when you would go apply, you know, for a basic startup job, it was mostly just doing it all online. You didn't even have to put in a resume. So I remember going for my first job interview. I didn't have resumes in my hand, you know, little things like, you know, don't wear earrings to your resume. I didn't know until later on that I had those mentors that took me on and you know, they're a little bit more rough with me. You know, they're like, dude, what are you doing?
I'll tell you how it is.
You're looking ghetto at an interview or whatnot. But
why do you think I shade for this?
I keep it right. It's part of my image. I learned a lot. And now I think it's my job, right, to teach those that are younger to do that as well. What happened with you that made you want to do this? Because I feel like everyone has a story behind.
And I really want to, you know, make it personal. So she's not in the shot right now, but it's really my little one.
Okay.
So, and it's something that I keep private, but that's my why. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so Bella, she's off camera right here looking at a movie, and she's going to be 5 in about 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, when I'm not with her, it's, you know, I just see other individuals as, you know, Bellas. They're other people's Bellas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And for me, I'm from Joliet, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been always a lot of need in Joliet, in a large Latino community, where a lot of communities like Joliet experience a brain drain. Mm. They don't, they don't offer the best living or the best opportunities for young people to succeed mm-hmm. or okay. make a better living than their parents. So we're all looking for that better life. That's why we go to university, why we push ourselves and go into debt or move away from home. So mm-hmm. we can say, look, ma, pa, ya lo hice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll pay your bill. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, that's as Latinos, we have that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's my thing too, to help my family. But I've been very blessed where I finished DePaul, $50,000 in debt. All right. You might see me as like, oh, this guy's a genius, partially, but $50,000 in debt. Why do I say that? That's a reality,
yeah.
right? The median's around 25 to 30K. All right. I'm way above that.
Yeah.
I know there's a lot of people in DePaul. Hopefully you got the grants and scholarships too. Even I got that too.
Don't worry, Keishla.
And I was an RA for 3 years to cover the free housing. But part of that also why it racked up is I was financially illiterate. I was just here was the thing. It was like, my refund check was a little bit higher than it should have.
Yeah.
And that's...
Yeah, I didn't get those at DePaul.
No,
and
that's where now it's like, I was like, wow, I have a lot of money. Yeah. And that's where it was a little bit like difficult. Now I'm paying it back. Yeah, financial literacy. So again, college is a business for, you know, for people. Just make sure you approach it smartly. Mm-hmm. So why? It's because there's a lot of, and I'm looking at this nationally. Mm-hmm. There's, you know, a lot of Latino-centric organizations, Hispanic Scholarship Fund, I won't mention a lot of them, but, you know, there's a lot of them, especially in California and Texas and here in Chicago and New York, that are focusing on promoting our young community to go to college, to mm-hmm. access higher education in the millions of dollar, you know, plus efforts. But then tell me right now on the spot, who's focusing on once they graduate?
Yeah, you really can't find it.
Not just in Chicago, but somewhere else. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm sure if we Google extensively, we'll find some organizations, mm-hmm. and there are some out there. But even then, they're not strictly marketing and accessing or even being a voice towards young Latino professionals. Mm-hmm. It's just not. And it's mind-boggling and really frustrating. Verdad, te digo la verdad. It's frustrating where there's in New York, there's companies and startups that are getting millions and millions of dollars in funding, but they're not for Latinos.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Their founders are Caucasian.
Yeah.
Their members, their young professionals, their... call them Henrys, yuppies, whatever it may be,
mm-hmm.
young individuals that have already a leg up in society, mm-hmm. making all these, you know, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 plus jobs out of school because they know how to get those high paying jobs. They have those connections. And then they have further startups that are helping them make sure they stay on top of their careers.
Mm-hmm.
And statistically, 1% of like all venture capitalist money is going towards minority entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
Right.
So again, where's our voice?
Mm-hmm.
We don't have one.
Yep.
So yes, you can go from an Ivy League school to a top caliber institution around the Midwest or anywhere else, and you can have the perfect GPA, you can have the perfect headshot photo, But if you don't have like everything else and even part of a cohort or a community mm-hmm. that can help you, you're only going to get so far. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And even there's a few that make it to the very top. And then I see that becomes a theme. Let's say you're an executive or you become a young associate at a top financial company on Wall Street. That's great. You're making anywhere from 80K to more. But then that's it. You're one out of millions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what are you doing? You're just focusing on yourself.
Yes.
So with Next Gen Latinx is to bring that, again, a collective mm-hmm. of young Latino professionals so we can share resources. I don't know everything. That's why I have a team. And I'm like, look, this is our mission and passion vision. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's why together we're helping out. I don't know everything, but together it's like, hey, Christian has this resource. Yeah. Vanessa has this resource. Where can we collectively pool this?
Right.
So maybe, you know, I'm not an engineering
team of experts.
Engineering careers aren't my interest, mm-hmm. but if yeah. they come across for me, it's like, wow, wouldn't I love to have somewhere where I can promote this?
Yeah. Big mm-hmm. time.
And someone else can take advantage. Yeah. That makes me feel better. Mm-hmm. That helps someone else feel better. And it's like that hope in our young individuals right now, like us, we need hope, mm-hmm. yeah. especially in our like messed up political climate that it is. And you know, that's like my kind word of describing it. That's really, it's, you know, that's why also Next Gen Latinx is we can wait for the perfect moment. We don't have any capital.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have anyone like fully backing us up mm-hmm. at this point. We'd mm-hmm. love to. Sponsors out there, pay attention. NextGenLatinx.com. And so, but this is like, if we don't start something, you know, nothing is ever going to move us forward. So mm-hmm. that's my personal mantra is, I want to be seen as a young Latino entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. And that only came into mind like a few months ago, literally a few months ago. And why? It's because it was like, this is what's needed.
Mm-hmm.
No es fácil. Mm-hmm. You know, I have to build out this that, yes, I have everything under control. Yeah. I don't.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Every day it's like, if I'm not a self-starter, if I'm not setting my own goals, if I'm not saying this is going to be my event, this is going to be on this date at this location, all this, if we don't do it as a team, no one else is really, you know, mm-hmm. looking out for us.
Right.
Yeah. So I don't know, like, keep me on track, you two, on to what you need from me to make this, like, as most impactful as possible.
Yeah, mm-hmm. definitely. I've back to what you were mentioning, you know, the why of mm-hmm. why you're doing Next Gen Latinx. I resonate a lot with it because, you know, I have my little one, too. And mm-hmm. I remember the way we started La Verdad, for those who probably are watching the first time, the podcast for the first time, it was to make socially conscious T-shirts. It was me and another guy that were single dads, and we were trying to make, you know, some extra cash on the side
to support
our kid, right? And then it was just like, it was this idea of like doing these T-shirts and having mm-hmm. our own T-shirt company to get a little extra money in our pockets. Mm-hmm. And then eventually it turned into this whole thing of completely different from where we started out. I mean, mm-hmm. we still do the T-shirts, but that drive is still with us, right? And I think you mentioned too that having the desire that our kids should do better than we did when it comes down to financially.
And even not wait till your kids, like yeah. my younger siblings,
exactly.
right? Those that, so I'm 5 years out of DePaul, but those that, you know, that are entering, it's DePaul didn't prepare me to become a business professional, yeah. even mm-hmm. going to business school. I also felt I graduated and after 4 years and I didn't know how to use Excel. Mm-hmm. That's kind of like, that's bad. Yeah. So it's not until I got to JP Morgan that I was like, what's Excel? And I had to really learn it hands on.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's just, again, you know, wait, even if it's the next generation, 1 year younger, right? 2 years younger. So it's mm-hmm. like, make that impact as quickly as possible. So Next Gen Latinx is really, its focus is to become a scalable technological company. And it's a media company
mm-hmm.
where, you know, we're amassing interest mm-hmm. first off, members showing value, all free. You know, we do charge for the ticket events because mm-hmm. it's like venues are expensive here yeah. in Chicago,
right.
And but we're not letting anything, you know, come in between us. So the thing is, what we're trying to do is scale up as quickly as possible, but as best as possible
mm-hmm.
so we can really encapsulate, you know, Chicagoland area as our home, and from there keep moving on forward. So one of our graphic designers, he's actually based out in Indiana, who's, nice. You know, volunteering her awesome talents and, mm-hmm. you know, working with us on that. So it's like we're identifying individuals not only to, and we've been selective with the Facebook group. I will mention that we're at mm-hmm. 555, I believe,
mm-hmm.
and we launched a year ago, but I've been purposefully, you know, very specific on who I let in. Mm-hmm. And I review everyone's Facebook profile. Yep. And if you have photos that a recruiter wouldn't like,
mm-hmm.
I don't like them either.
Mm-hmm.
So it's quality versus quantity, yeah. right? Because right. that's like where our value comes from, where
right.
now we're creating our networking events to say, this is how you can connect with like-minded young Latinos like yourself, mm-hmm. where that's sometimes hard, right? Mm-hmm. You have those ecosystems at, you know, Greek life or at university. Yeah. You graduate, you have an even smaller pocket of friends. But then as everyone starts getting older, has their own, you know, life, your life's just, you just don't interact anymore. It's like, you know, you have your family, your significant other, yourself, your career. So how do you reconnect, and not just with old friends? How do you continuously push your own mindset with peers? It's through Next Gen Latinx events where, right, you tell me, you know, who your five closest friends are, I'll tell you who you are. Right. It's like a saying, right? Yep. Yeah. And so again, going back to your earrings, right? If everyone in your group has earrings, that means nothing to me, right, Christian? Mm-hmm. But if you dig down a little bit more, it's like, Christian, who are you hanging out with, right? Malos que hablan y hablan y hablan y hablan y hablan. I'm just kidding. And so, but again, that makes, again, like your influence. So what I also see, again, from since I graduated and while I was a resident advisor at DePaul is that, again, you need to learn, you need to connect yourself the younger you are and the earlier with individuals that are either at your level or way above. And you're not going to get that sticking to traditional, just traditional methods. Next Gen Latinx is creating those ecosystems and events tangibly, you know, within access that you can do this. And it's just for bettering yourself, you know, making new connections. And think about it for a second. Putting yourself in a room with individuals that identify strictly, or most of them, as Latinos, young Latinos. From there, it's, they get it. They get the life struggles. Mm-hmm. They get a lot of things without even you have to speak a word. So that way, it breaks the ice in itself. So you can just go, Vinesh, the Christian, like right away, it's like, we can talk in a whole, we can, the fact that we're still talking and we haven't run out of topic points is because we just get it, right? And so whether it's, and again, just based on, whether you're looking for connections, you know, business leads, just friends. So it's going to be our fourth event. And the first three I see on, I track on Facebook where certain individuals are liking each other's comments or status updates. And I know for a fact, 100%, because these are very different people, but very alike, that I see, it's like, ah, so-and-so, you know, Christian is liking so Vanessa's status. And I know they connected because they were at our Next Gen social. And so that's the value right there where, you know, you two can create whatever. Es más como hacer amistades. Right? Porque así es. Because when you go to traditional networking events, they don't really work. And it really doesn't benefit a young Latino. Why? Because most individuals are a lot older than us. And they're looking for either business leads, clients, boring, you know, contracts. That's just how it is. And it's typically in a venue that's geared towards an older crowd.
You know, se presta for what you're...
They'll talk to you nicely, Christian. Here's my card. I'd love to help you. That's it. You'll never hear from this individual ever again. And if you do, I'm really busy. Send me some availability for the end of the month. And you, as a, you know, ambitious young individual, you're going to follow up. You're going to do everything. And you're going to be hopeful that this, you know, señora, señora reaches back out to you. It's because they work at my dream company. They have their own business. They're a dentist and I want to be a dentist. And you're going. And at the end, ¿qué pasa? I mean, sure, there's a lot of people willing to help. But even then, even those that are willing to help, they already have their families. They already have their business. Their job demands a lot. So from them to take on mentorship, it's really, really difficult, even if they really, really want to. So that's where our generation, we're very talented. We can help each other out in a lot of ways. Coming together is how we advance collectively. So Next Gen Latinx on our Facebook, we capture, we publish job leads, but also strictly any Latino-centric or young professional development opportunities around Chicagoland area. So if we see something, again, boom, here's our audience. So everyone, so others can at least say, ah, I wish I would have known that sooner. So if you see an important event, you're just like, oh, I missed it. It's like, oh, if I would have known. It happens to us a lot. And so Next Gen Latinx is really to have a collective, you know, force together where we're making sure no one misses any great opportunity, especially with professional development. If you don't have that professional development mindset, it's not the the most sexiest topic to talk about, especially towards Latino. But here's my thing, where I see it on Facebook all the time is, you know, my our peers, they're getting their best suits, their best dresses. They got it all ready up for Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, and they're going out. They're having a great time. You know, they love music. They love drinks. They love to dance. They love to, you know, be in a in a high energy environment. And then those two nights go back or go by. They go to Misa on Sundays, hopefully some. Christian's there preparándolos. And so then, you know, Monday you go back to work. And then it repeats.
The same routine,
Exactly. So that's where Next Gen Latinx is like, you know, we're looking at our peers and saying, that's great. So how can we, you know, do what our members love, musica, dance, community, mm-hmm. but add that professional aspect it, that yeah. because if we don't, you're not going to receive it.
Right.
And if you're not thinking about it now, or even just changing the way you're thinking about mm-hmm. your career, you're going to stay in retail your whole life. Yep. You're going to stay at that dentist office as, yep. you know, or I'm not saying that we don't have great jobs, but we're not going to advance at a quick enough pace as we can mm-hmm. and as we should. Mm-hmm. There's a by Deloitte Millennial Survey. It's come out for the last like handful of years by I think it's like 2025 or so. Check fact check me, as they say. In the next few years, 75% of the total workforce are going to be millennials.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's us. That's right. Like our listeners primarily. So I don't want Latinos to just be entry level admin, reception, yeah. coordinator roles.
Mm-hmm.
That's good if you're out of, you know, in school or out of school. But I want us to take on those opportunities that are being created exactly. right now as the baby boomers in the older generation are are retiring.
Mm-hmm.
Others are going up. No nomás quiero que sean los güeros.
Yeah.
I want Latinos to take on those opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
And so how do you take on those opportunities? You have to be ready yourself. You have to be continuously be focused right. on that. Not even like every day it could be, but you know, at least like, hey, I'm bettering my career or I'm plugged into a community that can help me. And even if you don't know these jobs that exist, then you're not even in the running.
Exactly. And I want to mention again, you know, if you're interested, if someone's interested in getting more information for Next Gen Latinx, where can they find you or where can they find more information?
As we're building, the go-to right now is on Facebook. So hopefully you are on Facebook and it's at Next Gen Latinx. And there you're going to see a Facebook group that, again, it's the bin that's we ask three questions. You know, mm-hmm. are you a university student, young professional? You know, what organizations are you currently involved with and what are you looking for? And so that's like a quick, easy, the best way to plug in.
Mm-hmm.
And most of our members are looking for three things. I would say like 90%. They're looking for job leads
mm-hmm.
because it's very hard and boring to go on Google yeah. and
it's
type
like another
in
job.
Or Indeed,
yeah. LinkedIn, yeah. Monster, Career Builder. And a lot of these aren't being as like forward. It just makes it boring.
Yeah.
I'll tell you. So I spend a lot of time on the app LinkedIn Jobs. That's mm-hmm. probably my number one that I recommend. But even then, LinkedIn Jobs, it connects to your LinkedIn profile. It's really cool. It's just exhausting.
It
so
is.
Next Gen Latinx, what we're going to do and what we're scaling up our team to do is we do the job searching for you. We review the companies and mm-hmm. eventually create those company partnerships where we're just delivering it to you, whether it's via Facebook email that, hey, here's our short list of jobs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're within the years of experience because mm-hmm. a lot of them you're saying like, wow, here's something at the Field Museum or the Art Institute
yeah.
or
yeah, so
JP Morgan.
Right.
But you open the job yeah. description. Right. And it's like 5 to 8 years of experience.
Two masters. And
yeah, exactly. Right. It's like the yeah. 2020. It's like I just graduated, but you want all this from me yeah. and yeah. pay me around 35 to 45K.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No. So Next Gen is really it's like and I don't want to be taboo. Right. I've worked in recruiting and talent acquisition and nonprofits at all over the place. So that's mm-hmm. also with my career. I've jumped around a mm-hmm. lot. This is now going 5 years out of university
mm-hmm.
and then I'm going to work at my sixth company.
Wow.
So do the math. Yeah. So loyalty for me is to myself. Right. And I think it's like as Latinos, we're like, I have to prove myself.
Mm-hmm.
I have to prove myself. Maybe it works for you and have success. But the moment your employer, your company isn't giving you the culture you want, the salary you want, the role, yes. the growth, leave
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
Just leave them because it's like that's what I've done for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like it's to your advantage the first few years that you graduate. It's your exploration phase.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, I want to do finance, but it's not for me anymore. And then you have that flexibility. And so this is going to be my sixth company. And every time I've been growing and pushing myself
yeah.
mm-hmm.
and that can go in terms of job title, you know, the role, the responsibilities, who I'm interacting with, salary, office views.
Yeah.
So now
or the culture as well. Like,
culture's
like,
big.
Yeah. yeah. I've learned a lot too. I've jumped into different fields, different careers. And right now I feel like I've found my actual what I love, what I like to do. So mm-hmm. I work within the IT you know sector, and one of the things that was really hard for me to understand was this whole working from home mm-hmm. aspect, right? Because as Latinos, usually when you tell your family that you're working from home, they're like, ah, yeah,
it's not really working.
So things like Next Gen Latinx, where there's other individuals that perhaps have the same type of job or work from home as well, yeah. I think adds a big value to that, right? To be able to be part of that, because I'm able to ask them questions on how do they get themselves so disciplined to actually work when you're working from home. Little things that I didn't have 3 years ago when I first started working from home. And within that, the career as well of IT, there's not a lot of Latinos out there that are in the management or are in the upper management or executive level of these companies. It's mostly, like you said, widows. So to me, being able to build that and having this and waking up this sleeping giant that we know of the Latino community, I think is a big plus and a big it's in real big need here in the Latino community.
Exactly.
So I want to thank you for coming by. I know we're keeping it kind of short and sweet.
Yeah.
I'm going to put the links to the event on the description of this podcast. Mm-hmm. Also, we will be sharing the flyer on our social media all over. We have our Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. You can find us at LaVerdadLTD. I definitely want to push the flyer out there so that people can go ahead and show up to the event and actually inquire more of what Next Gen Latinx is all about. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Do you have any personal social media handles that you want to plug out there or anything that you want?
Oh, it's not like if I've done any, you know, modeling with here in Chicago, but of course, but these better be like actually on top. No. So yeah, it's like, so myself, I'm very accessible, and that's what I try to be. And especially as like a founder of a startup, an organization, I want to be very accessible. So on Facebook, the first name David, last name Gloria. And also on LinkedIn, actually, I would stress that more than Facebook, also in Myriad. So just David, you know, Gloria on LinkedIn, Facebook. And then just on Instagram would be the final one at David.Gloria. So you can't miss it. It's a pretty common, unique name. Yeah. And then so back to your theology reference, like Gloria, it's like you really can't miss that. So
two theological names, huh? Right
there. Exactly. So
well, thank you once again, V-Fig. Thank you. Yeah. And for those of you guys that please like, share, subscribe. Push this video out there so other people can get to know what Next Gen Latinx is doing. Peace and God bless.